Well, we've heard this morning from Alison Penfold from the Australian Live Exports Council that there are efforts for Australia to strike a deal could be worth up to $1 billion on live cattle exports to China, a deal which could be announced as soon as this weekend. The agreement involves up to 1 million live cattle exports from all over Australia to China, which would effectively double the current live cattle trade. Federal Independent MP Andrew Wilkie has been a vocal, long-time opponent of the live animal trade. He's made four legislative attempts in the House of Reps to bring this trade to an end. He joins us from Carphone now, I think, in rural Tasmania. Andrew Wilkie, hello. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Fern. It's a pleasure.
The suggestion is we're close to signing a deal with China to export a million live cattle. That would effectively double Australia's live cattle exports. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, Fran, this is a dreadful development. If these reports are true, and it would seem they are, then a lot more cruelty is going to be meted out to Australian livestock. It's bad news for the cattle. It's also very bad news as far as what it means about this government. This government seems to rub its hands together with glee every time it expands the trade.
Well, we heard earlier from Alison Penfold, representing the live exporters, the cattle breeders. She says that health and infrastructure protocols are being worked on. The industry itself was appalled by the breaches in the past that we all saw in Four Corners and other places. They don't want that anymore in the future. There is goodwill here on the part of the industry. Do you acknowledge that?
No, I don't, Fran. There is enough evidence now that there is a systemic problem in the live trade. I mean, we've seen revelations from countries as diverse as Turkey, as Israel, a number of other countries around the Middle East, South Asia and Pakistan, of course, repeatedly in Indonesia. There is a systemic problem. So it's not just about isolated incidents which can be addressed. And I would add, Fran, the more we move towards live export, the more we're cannibalising the red meat industry in this country, and already thousands of jobs have been lost, in particular in Northern Australia and Western Australia, as the industry has more and more moved towards live exports, which is exploiting the jobs that would process those animals.
The industry says this deal wouldn't just be about live cattle exports, it would also be about red meat exports, which would mean jobs here in Australia. Do you support that?
Oh, absolutely. The industry should be moving back to reliance on the export of frozen and chilled meat. But, you know, at the moment, if you draw a line from around about Perth across to Townsville in Queensland, there's no abattoir north of that line currently licensed for export. The Australian Agricultural Company is building an abattoir just south of Darwin. And when that comes online, that will be the only abattoir north of, well, basically in the top half of Australia. So all those jobs are gone. And the research shows that if we were processing in WA, the sheep that are currently going out of WA to the Middle East, that would create 2,000 jobs in WA. The cattle currently going into Southeast Asia out of Darwin, if they were processed in Darwin, that would create 1,000 jobs. And there is a hot market for Australian processed meat. It's not like these countries will only buy live animals.
All right. Andrew Wilkie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Andrew Wilkie is the Federal Independent Member for Denison in Tasmania. He's a long-time opponent of the live animal trade. And the news is this morning, the suggestion is perhaps as early as this weekend, a major deal on live cattle exports will be signed with China, announced with China. It's 8:45 on Breakfast.